Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Tuesday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you here for the conversation. If you ever want to find a replay, a podcast, go to stevegruber.com, find the podcast button, go there. You can also listen live there any given day. Our next guest, a regular contributor to the program, Dr. John Lott, usually here to talk about firearms, firearms law, and so forth, but he has taken exception with the media's coverage of Donald Trump in Charlottesville, which I think is a fair criticism. Because it doesn't matter what Donald Trump says or who he disavows or how many times he says that bigotry and hatred has no place in America. It doesn't matter. The media still says he embraces neo-Nazism and all sorts of headlines that are nonsensical based on exactly what the man has said. But that's what we deal with. Dr. John Lott, welcome back to the program.
Good to talk to you, Steve.
So you wrote a piece that was picked up by The Hill, so wide distribution of this piece, and you basically call out the hypocrisy of the coverage from these mainstream media outlets. Tell me more.
Yeah, I've actually written a couple pieces on this. You know, you have all the major media outlets, and I quote some of them there, saying that Trump is somehow implying, when he was talking about very fine people, that he was talking about, you know, including white supremacists and white nationalists and Nazis. And nothing could be further from the truth. If you actually go and read his statement or listen to it on video, he makes it very clear multiple times in his press conference, for example, last Tuesday, that he's condemning them. He's saying that there are some other people that he emphasizes were not involved with those groups who also opposed it, and those people were the people that he was referring to, but the media, time after time, conflates those. You know, you look at something like the Bush's statement, the two past President Bush, George H.W. and George W. Bush, they came out with a statement last week condemning the violence and what have you. And it's almost word for word the statement that President Trump had made the previous Saturday, immediately following the events before we even knew completely what had happened. But yet, when the Bushes put it out, the media is all gushing about what a wonderful statement it is. And in Trump's case, they're condemning it. You know, it's literally virtually the same there.
They're almost identical, in fact. If you read the statements, they're almost identical. Go on.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to understand how the media can get away with so completely misrepresenting what the president has said. I've never seen something like this happen before where, the president's words are like, you know, it's irrelevant what he actually says.
It makes me wonder how they're going to treat last night's speech, which was pretty well given, pretty well delivered, a clear change of direction since Steve Bannon left the White House. And I wonder how far they'll try. I mean, they're going to try to figure out how to pull that apart and deride him. I've never seen a president in my lifetime, I guess is what you're saying, and I agree with you because it's true for me as well. I've never seen a president in my lifetime to have every word parsed, every nuance pulled apart, every gesture, every comment, every sentence put under a microscope and pulled apart to find the dark meaning to everything. You know, what he really was saying, he didn't say the sun was rising. He said, the moon was sinking. That's what he meant, and the world was going the wrong direction. I mean, it doesn't matter what the man says. They twist it to mean something completely opposite.
Well, I mean, in the press conference last Tuesday, a reporter explicitly asked him whether or not he was making any excuses or saying anything good about the Nazis and white nationalists that were there. And yet he said no, and he went on to condemn them again in that statement. And yet, you know, you go and you read the news coverage of it, and they're saying, well, he was saying that, these other types of people, they're very fine people, some of them. And I don't know how much stronger of a statement he could have made. I don't know whether the media just doesn't think that people are actually going to go and look at his statements that are there.
Based on social media, they're not going to go look. Based on social media, they're not going to look. And no, his, you know, and it makes you wonder what happened in Charlottesville altogether. First of all, we've seen this sort of thing going on my entire life, these sorts of protests and counter-protests. The police never let these people get to each other, first of all. In this case, they did. There were no barriers whatsoever, so the car was able to careen into the crowd. Unprecedented amount of lackadaisical behavior by the police department for some reason. You tell me why.
No, I mean, that's a huge question. Apparently, both the state police and the local police were ordered to stand down and not to interfere. I mean, here you have two groups of people, both of them bad in some sense, who had clubs and other types of weapons that were there, who were getting into fights. And there are numerous witnesses. I mean, even the Los Angeles Times has a compilation of reporters and others who were there at the scene saying that these groups were, you know, right in each other's faces. And there were fights breaking out, and yet the police did nothing to go and stop the violence from either side there.
Well, I think that
violence would break out to begin with.
Apparently, the editor at the LA Times misbehaved. He was fired yesterday. So maybe, you know, for telling the truth about Charlottesville, he got the boot yesterday.
Yeah, I don't have enough information on that. And so the question is, why did the Democratic Governor McAuliffe order the, you know, state police to stand down? You know, why isn't there some type of investigation by the media then for the responsibility that the Democratic politicians had for letting things get out of control there?
Presidential candidate Terry McAuliffe, to be accurate. And I wish we had some more time, Doctor, but we're a little tight. I wanted to get into the fact that things like the Baltimore statue of Christopher Columbus, the oldest in the world, smashed with sledgehammers on video, and this is going on. And nobody seems to want to mention that those Confederate statues in Baltimore were dedicated by the mayor at the time, who just happens to be Nancy Pelosi's father, who dedicated several of those Confederate memorials in Baltimore. Can't cover it all, Doctor, but we do our best. Thank you so much.
Great talking.
Dr. John Lott here on the Steve Gruber Show. PrimeResearch.org, the place to learn more about the doctor.